The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, 5 to 7. Let's go to Adam in London, Julian Assange. Adam.
Yes, I suppose ultimately it may well be the Home Secretary in the UK has to decide which country he is extradited to. So we know that he faces these bail charges. He's being held in a prison in Wandsworth. We know that he was therefore duly arrested in the Ecuadorian embassy for breaching the bail. But the deal is, of course, is whether he will get sent to Sweden, possibly to face rape and sexual assault allegations, if Sweden resurrects that, or if he would go to America to face the alleged computer hacking charges. That's a pretty tricky call, because you wonder if you can get a fair trial in either, frankly, after all the fuss and all the press. And you're not meant to extradite if you don't believe that justice can be done. So good luck, Sajid Javid. He'll have a very difficult decision.
But instead of seeking asylum, had Assange just faced the law, he would have, if they'd sent him to prison, he might have been found innocent. But if they'd found him guilty, he would have been out of prison long ago. Hey?
That's true. Certainly in the case of the UK, I'm not entirely sure about the Swedish and the United States. They seem to want to throw the book at him, or at least they did.
Well, I think the maximum there was, I think the maximum penalty there for the charges, those 5 years, I think.
In Sweden?
Oh, I thought that was the American. The right. Anyway, basically, my thought was, it was just a thought, that if he'd faced the music to start with, if he'd gone to jail, it'd all be over. Come on, Britain's best
player. Also, might have been difficult to have proven.
That's right. That's right. There's no guarantee they'd find him guilty. No.
That's true. But the trouble is, the moment you start hiding yourself away and spending 7 years doing it, it doesn't look good apart from running out.
Absolutely. Trying to avoid justice. I mean, we've all got to face the law. Britain's best place to live. Come on.
Well, they take into account six factors here: entertainment, air quality, jobs, crime, schools, house prices. And lo and behold, there are some, I suppose, rather quaint places, the kind of place you might expect: York, Dundee, Petworth in Sussex, delightful place called Kirby Lonsdale in the Lake District. But the number one place to live, according to this judges panel, is Salisbury. Much in the news, of course, as the scene of the Novichok nerve attack a year ago.
Absolutely.
I'm assuming they therefore think that a deadly and mysterious poison assassination attempt doesn't actually wreck a place's reputation. So I imagine Chernobyl is probably one of Ukraine's favourite places to live as well.
I think you're right.
I'm not entirely convinced by the Salisbury argument.
So you won't be going there. All right, Adam Gilchrist in London.